The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. North Dakota State University Extension plant pathologist Sam Markell is here with us. Sam, tell us, what should dry bean growers be looking for in their fields?
Yeah, so it's early July, and it's always kind of the turning point from when we see root rots that would have developed, you know, so we've seen already in the field some root rots in the dry beans. And you want to turn your head to maybe thinking a little bit more about things like white mold and rust as July moves along. And so a lot of that's going to be dependent on the forecast. You know, if white mold really likes it wet, likes it cool. So the weather forecast is relatively warm and relatively dry, but it's not. I would not count white mold out. That weather forecast can change really quick. And I think what growers really need to think about is as the dry beans get into bloom, especially that maybe R2 phase and they start to canopy up, is it cool and wet in the canopy? And if it is, conditions are probably favorable for white mold. Another thing to think about is rust. So maybe by mid-July, late July, once the crop is canopied, if it is warm but you have long, dewy nights, rust could show up, and you wouldn't want to spray proactively for rust. You want to scout for rust because lots of times it just doesn't show at all. But if it does show up in that mid-late July timeframe, it can be pretty explosive when it's relatively warm and relatively dry. There's multiple pathogens that will cause root rot in a crop, and a lot of those infections happen relatively early. Some of them really need a lot of water, but not all of them. And so we have seen some of the crop being impacted by root rots because of the conditions at planting. A lot of the root rot that we had early, I think growers are probably starting to see, but you could see a little bit more as the season progresses.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.